Today's tour of the New York State Capitol will take you on a journey through this colorful and historic building, examining the story of its construction, the democratic process that takes place here, and some fascinating aspects of New York State history. Please refer to the second panel on the wall for this stop. Construction on the Capitol began in 1867 and ended over 30 years later when Governor Theodore Roosevelt declared the building complete in 1899. Its cost had exceeded $25 million, making it more expensive than the U.S. Capitol. Five architects had worked on its design. There are several reasons for the Capitol's long and complicated construction history. New York State's first Capitol, pictured in the top right, was built on this same site in 1809. But by the time the Civil War ended in 1865, state government had outgrown the old building. A wave of expansionism and innovation was sweeping over America after the war, and New York State was right at the center of it. In 1867, ground was broken for a monumental new Capitol, pictured on the upper left, which would demonstrate New York's status and importance. British-Canadian architect Thomas Fuller won a design competition held for the building, and his elaborate plan included a tower that would reach a height of 320 feet above the street. After nearly 10 years and $10 million, however, construction had progressed only to the second floor. The tower was never completed, making this building one of nine state capitals without towers or domes. Construction methods were laborious at that time, especially as the Capitol was one of the last large-scale buildings in America to be built with load-bearing masonry walls, much as the Egyptian pyramids were built. Four other important 19th-century architects then succeeded Fuller: Leopold Eidlitz, Henry Hobson Richardson, Frederick Law Olmsted, and Isaac Perry. Each brought a different style and influence to the building.